Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, a program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. I hope you had a wonderful and a restful week and an opportunity to worship the Lord with family and friends and to remember to celebrate the Lord's Day, to remember what matters most. It's so interesting, the central thing we do as the Lord's people, people who have an eternal perspective, is to set aside the Lord's Day, not just because the Lord commands it. That's clearly one of the reasons why we do it, but that it defines us. You know, the Eucharist defines us, the liturgy, the worship. We gather around our King, we gather around Jesus together, and we stand in awe. I mean, every week we come together. It doesn't always feel that way, but in reality, what we're doing as the people of God is we're setting aside all the other things we're doing and the important things we're doing, but we come to do the most important thing we do, which is to worship God and to participate with Jesus in the liturgy, the public ritual worship of the church. And literally the liturgy is Christ praying, and he gathers us up in his prayer and his worship to the Father. And we celebrate the amazing gift that we've been given, being united in the person of Jesus Christ. We are privileged beyond our wildest imagining to be united to Christ's offer, his perfect offering to the Father. And he unites us to him. That's how he expresses his love for us. And he makes it possible for us to enter into the presence of the Father with him as children of God, because we're participating in his life. And it's so important for us to be able to see the value of it, especially at a time like this. Like, I've been thinking how important it is for us to lay hold of the sources of strength, the unshakable foundations of the faith, and the treasures that we've been given that the Lord intends for us to live from, so that we can be strengthened in any and all circumstances, no matter how difficult. Especially now, we're in a time of shaking, a shaking that's the nations are shaking, and the Lord is permitting it to happen. And I think the Lord is permitting it to happen because his discipline and his judgments are coming on the nations. And he wants the attention. The Lord shakes the nations because he wants our attention. And he wants us to cooperate and remove everything in our lives that hinder God's love, our receiving God's love and our responding to God's love. We're made for this. We're made for the reality of what we witness at the Eucharist on Sunday, that is Jesus' offering, the free offering of his life to the Father. He does it because he loves the Father, and he expresses that love by saying yes to the Father and being obedient to the Father's purpose in his life. And he teaches us, he forms us, he teaches us what life's all about right there in that moment. The thing that is the source and summit of our faith, where we draw our life from, and it reveals to us where we're going. It's all right there. And it's centered on Jesus' offering of his life to the Father. And in that act of love, all the other things happen. Father's plan and the mystery of the Father's plan is revealed. That is, in the shed blood of Jesus, in that offering of his life, the power of sin and death is destroyed through the precious blood of Jesus and his sacrifice on the cross. And as he loves the Father in totality, in full surrender of his whole life in trust to God, exercising the abandonment he's calling us to have toward him as we follow him and toward the Father. It's in that total selfless abandonment, the love by which we're saved, and that act of love, that the whole kingdom of darkness, the dominion of pride and evil of Satan, and the dominion of sin and death is broken. In his humility, in his love, his radical surrender, his losing himself to offer the Father what belongs to the Father. He does justice to God. He gives to God what belongs to God. And he shows us the meaning of human life. In the Catholic Church, when we're awake, we recognize in the Eucharist and what's happening in the Eucharist as Jesus is praying and offering himself, that the sacrifice by which we have been saved is re-presented to us. And by a miracle of God's decision and a working of the Holy Spirit, we're united to that act that saves us. And the Lord draws us up into the presence of the Father, and we're able to not only to see and to be taught by Jesus he forms us. The Eucharist is like the center of Catholic culture. It forms our whole way of life. It defines who we are. And as our faith grows, we begin to see it and we treasure it and we see what truly is most valuable. Because that's part of the battle and the tension that we're in this world. There's constant counterfeits that are competing for our attention, for our loyalty, for our passion, for whatever, so that we find our identity and our value, our purpose, and we direct our energies towards something other than what's most important. We settle for what's secondary. And that's an easy thing to do if we're not careful, if we're not defending our faith, we're not fighting for it, we're not contending for what Jesus, the fight that Jesus has led us into to make sure that we put to death the old man in us, that we are lifting up our minds and hearts to Christ, that we're coming in humility, bending our knee and saying, Lord, teach me, form me, shape me. And the most exciting thing is that's the prayer he loves to answer. And he wants to give us, friends, the confidence in the midst of this time of shaking. He wants us to let go of, to examine our lives and ask ourselves, are we clinging to things that are less than what we were made to find our ultimate value, our security, and our identity in? Are we attached to things sort of desperately? What's grasping our heart? You know, what are we giving our heart to? What do we most love? Is kind of the big question. And Jesus demonstrates that he first loved the Father, and then he loved us. And he's wanting to align our loves and help us walk in that kind of love through the grace of the sacraments that are given to us. His model is teaching in the church is a light to the world when she's walking in the footsteps of Jesus in this way. Of course, St. Paul and St. Peter, the apostles in the New Testament, make clear to us what moved them and what allowed them to live such sacrificial lives and to be really stripped of so many things in the world, to be mistreated, to be persecuted and the like, is they were captivated, they were thrilled, they were fascinated with the full glory of the Lord. And through what they witnessed in his resurrected humanity, which was such a precious treasure for them, but also in an ongoing way in which the Holy Spirit helped them see and understand in an ever-increasing way the full implications of what it meant that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead, that he was crucified in the flesh, he was raised to the glory of God the Father in heaven, and the full majesty and glory of Jesus was revealed. And that full glory shines in human hearts through the grace of the Holy Spirit. It's interesting, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, famous passage where Paul talks about, we carry this treasure in earthen vessels. In the previous chapter, in the beginning of chapter 4, he talks this way. He says, and we all with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being changed into his likeness from one degree of glory to another. So he's proclaiming so clearly what we're given. What is the treasure that we're given? Well, we're given a share in the glory that belongs to Jesus Christ. And we're literally, despite what's happening with our bodies, despite what's happening in the circumstances of life, being united to Christ, we can never be separated from him. And Jesus' work and the grace of the Spirit are producing in us the life of Jesus. And we are literally moving if we're paying attention, if we're seeking him, if we're repenting when we need to, and we just keep moving toward him. We are moving from one degree of glory to the next. And he says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, to show that the transcendent power belongs to God and not to us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies. So Paul says, we bear these unsearchable riches, he calls it in his letter to the Ephesians, this treasure that's nearly impossible to describe its magnitude, its beauty, its power, its glory, the eternal reality that's been given to us. But the treasure has been given to fallen human nature, you and me. And our bodies are still subject to death. We live in a world that's still disordered and under the dominion of sin, but we carry about this treasure in earthen vessels. Now, the key for us is to learn how to pay attention to the treasure. more than we pay attention to the earthen vessel. And I think sometimes we get that backwards. It's easy to be preoccupied with my physical health, my emotional health, the circumstances of my life, the disappointments, the struggles, the difficulties, all the things that consume our mind and our emotional energy. And so we get distracted. We literally forget who we are and the treasure that we bear. And this is the secret that the apostles and the saints and others are led into, because as they seek the Lord first, like Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, seek first the kingdom of God and his way of holiness, and everything else will be added unto you. So radically seeking Jesus first and putting first things first, Jesus promises if we seek him first, he's going to help us in every circumstance to see who we are, to be able to lay hold of the power that he gives us, to be able to walk in and through any circumstance in our lives. This is a particularly important time for us, each one of us, to keep our eyes on the treasure, to behold the treasure. And the treasure's not just out there. The treasure is in you. You're a temple of the living God. God has made his home in you. And the work of Christ, his victory over the powers of sin and death, his glorification of humanity, what he intends to do to present each and every one of us whole and fully transformed to the Father, it begins here. That's literally the biggest thing going on the planet. Nothing bigger. Even with all the troubles and all the shaking, the battle against an unseen virus and humanity's confronting its mortality, we can't get a hold of it, we can't control it, we make some gains, and people are just paralyzed by it and afraid, sort of day in and day out. Well, part of that fear that's so crippling is the battle that we all live in, is the battle against the powers of sin and death. The devil's strategy, scripture says, is to enslave the human race through the fear of death. This is a battle that we have. And this is something the Lord is permitting us to experience. He's permitting it, I believe, so that we can come to terms with and we can face our mortality and how much human energy we put into distracting ourselves from it, securing our comfort, securing our safety, because there's an energy in the world, friends, that's running from it. Jesus wants to break that power over us, that power that's over every human heart. That's what he's come to do, to bring down the dominion of darkness, to bring people into the kingdom of the beloved, into the light of the kingdom of God. That's his intention. And one of the things that happens at a time like this is we see just how deeply that dominion of darkness and the devil's strategy can be at work in us, even the baptized, because we spend so much of our time preoccupied with the earthen vessel and its struggles, and we don't know the treasure that we bear, that we carry within us. You have within you a foretaste, a share in the power that literally raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And it's so crucial for us, friends, to be able to seek that now, to say, Holy Spirit, help me understand the treasure I've been given. I'm just worried about everything else. I hardly have any time and energy or even the confidence to be able to lay hold of this. Holy Spirit, help me see it. Help me live from it. Help me rejoice in it. And help me surrender my life more fully to the Lord. God bless you, friends. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.